Christ is the absolute owner. Go out to your car this afternoon and you just stop in your tracks and look at it. And you recognize that's His. Look at yourself in the mirror. Those eyeballs in your head, those are His. Your hand, it's His. He can take it away from you. Many of you are familiar with Abraham Kuyper's quote, "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine.'" It is His. You ever thought? You know, here comes the guy with legion. The demons say, "Lord, let us..." They're pleading with Him. "Let us go into those pigs." Okay, go. They went into the pigs. Pigs all freak out. They run down the hill and they all die. You say, "Wow. You know, was that a gracious thing for the Lord to do to these swine herders?" Kind of destroyed their produce. You see, it wasn't theirs. Those pigs are His. They are His to do with as He pleases. And those demons are His. And He can do with them as He pleases. He is absolute owner of everything. You can look at some of these pictures, come back from the Middle East. You look at those pictures of a mosque, and all the Muslims bowed down to Allah. You just remember when you see pictures like that, they are Christ. He is absolute sovereign owner. These savages, John Dees had been talking in recent times with me about this island, North Sentinel Island, off the coast of India. It's one of the darkest places, savages, most unreached places on the face of the earth. It's probably the least reached place. Jesus says, "Mine. They are mine." He owns it all. In this parable, all is His. All are His servants. You notice how this, the gist of this runs? Matthew 25. I mean, in verse 14, His servants. Again in verse 14, His property. That's the flavor that you get here. In verse 27, my money. He says, "I should have received what was my own with interest." All is His. All shall answer to Him. You see, brethren, we live the Christian life and sometimes we encourage one another. Lay everything on the altar. We think about, unless you forsake all that you have, you cannot be His disciple. You see what Jesus is saying? Unless you recognize the reality of who owns everything, you can't be my disciple. That's what He's saying there at the end of Luke 14. This is the reality. That's the first thing. That's the first point. Christ is the absolute owner.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, "The Joy of the Lord," by Tim Conway.